I started because I just left school, and the secretary came in one morning and said to me, "Oh, we've just been roller skating last night. It was real fun." And I said, "Well, that sounds nice. My brothers used to skate." And she said, "Come with us next week." Yeah. And I was hooked.
There was two aspects of the skating. There was the skating show, and then there was, of course, the training of skaters for eventually international skating.
I was with my wife in the dance team, and occasionally they would go to rinks down in London. The pro would start working out at the show on the indoor rink, say, from beginning of March, because they used to have to move out of the indoor rink when they started the summer dancing, and they'd move out about April time, and you'd sort of put your scarf and a thermal jacket on to skate outside.
The audience was attracted by the town crier, Percy Laurie, and he was like the Pied Piper. Although the show never started till 7:45, 6:30, you couldn't find a seat on there.
Well, the dance team, we had 12 couples, and then I think the chorus, I think at one time there was anything between 20 and 30 girls in the chorus.
Right.
Then we had, normally, we had a junior
section,
yeah, as well, either chorus or dancing or doing things.
We used to be up on the gate selling
programs
before the show. One amusing incident, I was standing at the gate selling programs. And now, I don't know if you know the Wellington Pier, but as you go into the gates of the outside section, the toilets, you went round either side of the deck.
And they were under the deck.
And they were under the deck,
yes.
You see. And there was all bushes in front, in the front to conceal it. This gentleman came rushing up to me one day. He said, "Where's the gent's toilet?" He said, "Yeah, I can see he was in a hurry."
Right.
I said, "Well, down there behind the bushes."
Yeah.
"That's a bee likely," he says.